Hello, friends, and welcome to the second hour of Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting live today from the studios of KKNW on 1150 AM in beautiful Bellevue, Washington, just out of Seattle in the United States. The purpose of this program is to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place, and I know that with everyone's help, we can and will make this earth a much better place. First off, I believe in the power of prayer, and please pray for Emily, a friend of mine here in Seattle. I know that your beautiful love, light, and positive energy will really, really help her. Denise Barlett is also one of the sponsors of this program, and she's a wonderful person who offers hotter water healing and life coaching sessions in the Portland, Oregon area. Denise creates customized water healing products with structured water. She also has a water workshops, and her website is www.hihotto.com. She's a certified hotter instructor, and I urge you to contact her if you'd like to try one of her wonderful healing products. She can be reached at area code 425-306-6316, or you can email her at denise.barrett@hihotto.com. I'll repeat that. It's D as in David, E N as in Nancy, I S E dot Barrett, spelled B as in boy, A-R-R-E-T-T, at hihotto.com. I'd also like to thank the wonderful people at Puget Sound Computer Repair in Olympia, Washington, for their support of my program. They do excellent work, and their prices are very reasonable. If you need help with your computer, please call them anytime at area code 360-412-1909, or you can email them at Sean, S-H-A-W-N, at PugetSoundComputerRepair.net. They're good people, and honest, they do good work. Well, with that, what I'd love to do is to tell you about the presentations that Michiko Hayashi and I will be giving at the famous bookstore called Watkins Books in central London, near Leicester Square and Trafalgar Square, on Thursday, June 13th, from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m., I'll be giving a presentation on what I call Messages from the Masters, messages from Professor Albert Einstein, President John F. Kennedy, Senator Robert F. Kennedy, Nostradamus, J. Robert Oppenheimer, Leonardo da Vinci, Dr. Masaru Emoto, Mahatma Gandhi, Nikola Tesla, President Dwight D. Eisenhower, the Galactic Alliance, as well as Zora from the Hollow Earth. Have you ever wondered about what the masters of the past would have to say about what is going on today? Well, they may not be as far removed as you think, and they're very much aware of what's happening in the world today, and they want to share their knowledge with us from the other side. The presentation is free. I'll also be giving readings after the presentation. So if you'd like to like a reading, please RSVP me to my email at outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. And also, Michiko Hayashi, who's on the line now of the Moto Peace Project, will be speaking on Messages from Water in the work of Dr. Masaru Emoto at Watkins Books in London, England, on Thursday, June 20th, 2019, from 6:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Before he passed away on October 17th, 2014, Dr. Emoto was one of the world's great spiritual people. He proved that our thoughts influence and create our physical reality, and he found that positive thoughts can create beautiful water crystals, while negative thoughts can create ugly and disorderly crystals. Michiko will show how positive words such as love and gratitude form crystalline structures, and negative words such as hate and fear form negative structures. Both lectures are free, and I hope you can come. She will also have many copies of the beautiful children's book, Messages from Water. And for more information, please email me at outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. And we just happen to have Michiko on the line now to talk about her presentations. Michiko, are you there?
Yeah, hi, Ted. I just happened to be here online.
Yeah, just a happenstance.
Thank you so much for having me here again.
Picked up the phone and you were there. So anyway,
I just happened to be in Vancouver.
Well, what do you know? That's amazing. What a coincidence.
Well,
what a coincidence.
Well, thank you. I'm getting ready for our Europe trip.
Great. Well, tell us a little bit about your work and about Dr. Emoto for people who don't know him. And
okay.
And also, too, you'll be there at Watkins Books. I'll be there on the 13th of mm-hmm. June from 6:30 to 7:30. It's a free presentation.
Right.
And then you'll be there the following Thursday from 6:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. And you'll have your beautiful books with you, won't you?
Exactly. Yes. I'm okay. Bringing many children's books called The Message from Water. And that was the book that Dr. Emoto made after he announced at the United Nations headquarters in New York in 2005, when people were having a lot of domestic conflicts, international conflicts, having difficult time with water and all that. And then, so he was asked what people can learn from water and the message from water or water. And so he said, you know, if all 10% of the world learns about water, the truth of water that we don't learn at school, that water has memory and it carries information and everything is vibration, and water observes the vibration that is surrounded by everything. And and water shows in the form of crystals whether the vibration is beautiful or not. And he discovered by taking many, many pictures of crystals that beautiful words, positive words, kind words create beautiful hexagonal crystals. But negative words or ugly words or angry words or destructive words cannot form crystals or form ugly things. So, and then the most beautiful crystal that we or Dr. Emoto and also even now we have discovered is after showing two words together, which is love and gratitude. And Dr. Emoto always said that if everyone is living, or each single person is living in love and gratitude, feeling love, giving love to everyone, giving love to himself, herself, and giving love, sharing love to everyone, then everybody starts to feel gratitude because we are receiving that love. Then love is giving energy, but gratitude is receiving energy or passive energy. So it makes yin and yang and well balanced. And if only 10% of the people learn about this in whole world, then the world will be a peaceful and harmonious place. So Dr. Emoto made this children's books to teach children, but it's not only for children, because adults and all of us can learn from that book how important, how water has memory, how it makes beautiful crystals to different beautiful music, and to ugly destructive music, water cannot form the crystals. And when we think that we are water, I mean, we are almost the container of water, then we want to listen to everything that is beautiful and that is kind. And we want to be giving love to everything, to everyone. And just by looking at water crystals, we learn that we are love and we are to give love to everything, everyone. So when children learn from when they're small, in 10 to 20 years, they will be adults. And they will be wanting to live in harmony with all beings, with Mother Nature, with their friends, their family, pets, insects, plants, grasses, everything. So the world, this earth, whole earth, will be a peaceful and beautiful place.
Well, you know, it's such a simple and beautiful concept, isn't it?
It's so simple,
Yeah, it's very simple to think that when you think of a loving, positive thought, that's reflected in your physical reality.
Exactly.
You know, and that's were there people when Dr. Emoto, I don't want to go too much into this, but when he started his work, that they thought he was crazy or didn't believe him?
Well, for many years, he had the difficult time because the conventional science, some of the conventional scientists or physicists attacked him, saying that, I mean, water does not, how can water have memory? How can water be so intelligent? And if it's science, Dr. Emoto should be able to reproduce exactly same water crystals.
Right.
But I mean, when we think there are 70 billion people living on this earth, mm-hmm. no two people are exactly the same, even though they are identical twins.
Right.
They are all different. And that's nature. And Dr. Emoto was always saying, just like snowflakes, and just like human beings, just like animals, just like trees and plants and flowers, nothing is exactly the same as something. There are not exactly two identical things. And that's nature. Mm-hmm. So he was saying, but now finally it's being proven by science and also physics also now.
Mm-hmm. And you attended a water conference last year where mm-hmm. you saw that many of the world's top water scientists now are accepting Dr. Emoto's research. They're no longer questioning it. It's being crazy.
Exactly. It's just the mainstream science now. And I was so touched. I was so impressed by that. All the top scientists on water, physicists on water, and also the Nobel laureates and all these people are talking about water memory and accepting Dr. Emoto's theory. This is really science now. And I'm so happy. And I wish Dr. Emoto was still alive.
Well, I'm sure he's listening today. I'm sure he's listening today.
But you know, water is showing that we are love, we are light. And I remember Dr. Emoto was saying that no matter who that is, if that the person is negative in trying to stop us from our work, he said, we have to give love and gratitude to such people even more mm-hmm. than others. So mm-hmm. you know, that's what I've been trying to do. Whenever people go through the difficult time, if some people, you can be so nice to someone and that same person can be so ugly to you sometimes because we're human beings. But even though that happens, what we can do is keep sending out love and gratitude and light. Mm-hmm. That person will start to change. Mm-hmm. And it's a it affects collective consciousness. It affects collective energy of the earth. We have to know that we are creating collective energy of the earth.
Mm-hmm. Well, I couldn't agree with you. I agree with you more, Mitchie. And it's such a simple concept, really, when you mm-hmm. think about it. I talked about this a little bit with Q on the last hour, but you know, mm-hmm. The Dalai Lama, when I got to know of his work when I lived in India many years ago, mm-hmm. even though the Tibetan government has treated the Tibetan people horribly and killed so many of them and persecuted them, the Dalai Lama has nothing but compassion for the Chinese government.
Exactly.
And compassion and love. And I've always felt that was such a good attitude to have. He mm-hmm. hasn't stooped down to the negative comments about them, but he said he sends them positive and love.
Exactly. That's what we all should be doing. And, you know, people who are going through that difficult time, I mean, sometimes they just cannot even think about it. But we are one. We are related to everyone else. We are
right.
We are creating this reality of the earth, reality of our life, reality of everything collectively. So no matter what happens, no matter what people do to us, what we can do is be compassionate, to be kind, to be giving love and light and always appreciating what we have, where we are, the life we have, the
right.
people we have around us. So the energy changes, and it affects everything else. So
right.
I appreciate Delight. He's a very brave person and very compassionate. And Dr. Emoto took the picture of the word compassion to give that water crystal to the Holy Dalai Lama. And that created a beautiful, a brilliant crystal from that compassion word. And Holy Dalai Lama really loved it. So it's confirming.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, you have these beautiful children's books. How can people get a copy of your book? Let's say they're living in the United States or Canada or in Europe. Should they send you an email
or you'll
be at Watkins having books?
Yes, at Watkins, I'm having books. I'm carrying those books to in Europe while I'm traveling. I will be giving my presentation in Cambridge also, and also in Switzerland, in Lausanne. And I will be giving those books. But they can contact me at EPP, Emoto stands for Emoto Peace Project, EPP at Emoto, E-M-O-T-O, peaceproject.net. Then the email comes to me. I can return to them. Or, Ted, do you have our children's books there?
Yes, I sure do.
So they can contact you. Also, we have a lot of children's books in the in the Seattle area. That's our Emoto Peace Project America's office. So we can send out from there also. Mm-hmm. In Europe, we have several different places where people have in different languages. So they can contact me, then I can tell them how to get them. Or they can also download from our website, emotopeaceproject.net.
Right. Well, this fits into my work, too, because I've talked many times to Dr. Emoto, both when he was alive back in 2014 and after he passed as well. And I know that he's so happy with your work and getting this out. We all want to make this planet a better place. One of the reasons why your work's important, and so is mine, is that to tell people that we have a very bright and beautiful future ahead of us.
And we can do it, too. We can do it together. Right.
Absolutely.
And,
absolutely.
You know, I am so infinitely grateful for you, Ted, because you have been supporting this Emoto Peace Project ever since Dr. Emoto passed, or ever since you interviewed Dr. Emoto in 2014. And unfortunately, you could not meet him in person, but you're still always connected with Dr. Emoto. And still, even now, for 5 years since he passed, and you're still supporting this Emoto Peace Project. Mm-hmm. And I am really, I know that Dr. Emoto is really grateful for you, and I do too. Appreciate you so very much. Without your help and support, I couldn't have done this.
Thank you so much. Well, my pleasure. Thank you so much for saying that. I really appreciate it. Well, I started my journey. The last time I was dealing with this was 12,500 years ago when the Atlanteans were here, and they ended up blowing up a lot of the planet. And all the light workers back then tried to turn things around, but we failed. But we're back again. Mm-hmm. We don't give up.
Yep, we don't give up.
Don't give up.
We're going to succeed. We're going to be successful and make this planet Earth a beautiful and harmonious and peaceful place all together.
Well, at one point, before the timelines changed back in the 90s, 80s and 90s, we were at several critical points in the Cold War with the old Soviet Union, and we could have easily gone into a nuclear war. But the Galactics, I know, stepped in and stopped us. They disabled the nuclear weapons from... Even though when the American generals and the Soviet generals fired nuclear missiles at each other, they disabled the nuclear weapons so they couldn't blow us up. And one of the reasons why I've been supporting the Emoto Project in your work, and also I wrote my own book called Messages from the Masters back last year, the year before last, is that the good news is that there's not going to be any World War III and no Armageddon. It's because of you and me and everyone listening to this program today, we've all made good choices to create a much better and happier world.
And I think it's everyone's choice also. We cannot just say it's going to be a beautiful place, but we have to, each single person needs to work on that, you know?
Well, absolutely. And I think we're all powerful spiritual beings destined to evolve into the higher dimensions. Mm-hmm. President Kennedy has told me that if he had not been murdered back on November 22nd, 1963, that we would be now in the fifth dimension. Our longevity would have easily gone to 300 and probably 450 years.
Wow.
We would dis-ease or disease would be completely eliminated by the planet from the planet now. Money would still be used as a medium of exchange, but would be de-emphasized because there would be free energy. We would not rely upon petroleum oil products for transportation. And it would be much closer to being a truly harmonious and beautiful paradise. And this is what we are destined to become. And your work with Dr. Moto's work and is waking people up. And that's the purpose of my show, too, is to do the same, to help wake people up. Because
right.
We don't have, you know, it's not like we don't have a doom and gloom World War III scenario. That's the reason why the spirits contacted me back in February. Professor Einstein first did in February of 2015. He said, "Ted, there's so much negativity out there. People are trying to make people think that we're headed for a nuclear war, and the whole planet's going to blow up." And he said, "That's absolutely false. We have a beautiful, bright future ahead of us. And here are the reasons why." And so that's what led to my book, and it's still valid
beautiful.
Today too.
Right, beautiful.
And people have to realize too that they're all very powerful spiritual beings, and mm-hmm. we from Dr. Emoto's work, we create the kind of reality we
do.
And one of the famous experiments that Dr. Emoto did back, I think, in 1999, is that he took a bottle of radioactive water from a nuclear power plant in Japan, and he wrote the words love and gratitude on the bottle and placed these beautiful love and gratitude water crystals on the bottle. And I know you know this what happened. What happened after 48 hours, Michi, after he did that?
All the ugly water crystal molecule was restored and made beautiful, beautiful crystals. That means the radiation that was affecting
gone.
The water was gone. Yes.
The radiation was gone.
Uh-huh.
And how difficult would it be to write love and gratitude and to place love and gratitude, beautiful water crystals on the radioactive waste dump at Hanford, Washington, and clean that up? Or clean it up at Fukushima on the reactors there. Not
just,
very difficult.
I remember that Dr. Emoto came down to me, I think it was January this year. He said, collectively, always do water prayers collectively and continuously, he said. It's so important that we pray to water, send love and gratitude, and send a water prayer constantly, he said, collectively. And ever since then, I do it everywhere I go. And that's so important, a collective consciousness and love and gratitude. Love and gratitude is such a powerful, powerful energy that can change anything into the beautiful energy. And when we think that each single person is vibration, we are a magnet. And when we are living in love and gratitude, all that things around us, the same kind of vibration will be coming to us because we are a magnet.
Mm-hmm.
So if we focus on something positive, that will happen.
Right. President Kennedy, I have a message, incoming message from him he wants to share on the air now. He said that he tried to make positive changes from the top down during his administration in the early 1960s when he was in office. But he said that even though he was assassinated in 63, because it's the destiny of humanity and the planet to ascend, these positive changes are now coming not so much from the top down, but from the bottom up, from you and I and everyone listening to this program today, from everyone who want to make this planet a better place. He therefore says that we all have an important part to play in this ascension.
Sure.
He also says that we are all sparks of life with the Creator within all of us. And so we should all try to do good things to help others every day in a service to others way. This is because the new Earth that we're going into will be based upon love and service to others rather than on negativity and service to self. And we are at a crossroads right now. We can either take the high road and continue our spiritual development and ascend to the fifth dimension, or we can go down the negative path of conflict and war.
It's a choice of everyone, right?
Yeah, it's a choice of everyone, and there's a bright, beautiful future ahead of us. And I know we will make the right choices to transform Earth into a beautiful, wonderful place where people will live in harmony.
Peace. I want everyone to come with us to the beautiful fifth dimension all together.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We just want everyone to be in high vibration and to be living in harmony, in love and light, all of us on Earth.
Well, as former Canadian Defense Minister Paul Hellyer said in the foreword to my book, the future of humanity is very bright if we strive for ascension to a higher dimension. And we need to accept the fact that the universe is a unity, and the glue that holds it together is love. And all we have to do is to seek love and serve the God who created a universe of love and light. Such beautiful words.
It's beautiful.
Paul Hellyer wrote.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's beautiful.
Right.
You know?
Right. And as President Kennedy has said said before in his inaugural presentation, he said, "And so my fellow citizens of the world, ask not what America will do for you, but together what we can do for the freedom of humanity."
Collectively,
absolutely.
Together.
Absolutely. And he's here with us today, actually.
Oh, it's a beautiful
listening.
Thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, that's nice. I'm so happy that he's with us. Yes,
absolutely.
I know each single person's energy is beautiful, but when we get together collectively, together, it gets even more powerful. The energy amplifies. And it will be more and more powerful and more beautiful. Love will be everywhere, wrapping this earth when we get together and send out love and gratitude.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
Gratitude, you know.
Absolutely.
We shall be always feel saying thank you to everything around us, everybody around us, no matter what, because we're here and we are receiving this beautiful everything. And that's why we stay alive.
Right. Absolutely right. Absolutely right, Mitzi. Well, the presentations again, for those who just tuned in, on Thursday, June 13th, from 6:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m., I'll be giving a free presentation and be bringing copies of my book to Watkins Bookstore near Leicester Square and Trafalgar Square in central London. And then Michiko will be giving her presentation on the work of Dr. Masaru Emoto and Messages from Water on the following Thursday, June 20th, from 6:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Both presentations are free. And
signing the books too, right?
And you'll be signing the books, yeah. I'll be signing my books too. And then for people who'd like a reading, please come to my lecture. We can either do a reading after the lecture there, or another time in London or around the UK area or in Europe. My email to contact me ahead of time, if you like, is outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. Mitzi, we're about ready to go to our next segment, but could you please hold on, because you'll be part of this next segment.
All right, thank you.
And with that, Eric, if you could please call Jason in Vancouver, we'll bring him on, and just let me know when he's there. Oh, he's standing by. You're ahead of me. You're faster than the speed of light. Okay. All right. Our next segment, we'll be talking about my upcoming trip to Mount Shasta from July 2nd to July 8th, 2019, and again from September 5th to the 11th, 2019. It's an amazing place. And Jason actually came with me to Mount Shasta last September, and ever since then, well, Jason can quite tell you quite a bit about it. He's been channeling Adama, who will be coming in on my show today. But Jason, how are you doing today?
I'm well, Ted. How are you?
Oh, good. Yeah, it's great to talk to you. It's great to talk to you.
Yeah,
wonderful. Well, Jason, if you can tell everyone, I know we talked about this before, but tell everyone about your eyes and how they were healed by Adam the last time you were at Mount Shasta last year.
Well, the first thing that happened was up at the Panther Meadows, where we went by to the the screen.
Oh yeah. Mhm.
And then there we had the a prayer read out, and then I heard all this light language being channeled through me, and then during the course of that prayer, and as we left, my eyes got really itchy and watery, very itchy and watery. And then the next morning, I woke up, put my glasses on, took them off, and they looked the same. So my eyesight was all clear instead of blurry.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. And they've you told me that day, actually, that Adama wanted to talk to me before I went to sleep that night in my tent.
Yes.
And so at night, I kind of remember the dream. It was in a dream state. Adama asked me, he said that, Ted, you can see now crystal clear spiritually. How would you like to see crystal clear physically? And I said, yes, I'd love it. And in my right eye, I had blurry 20/50 vision, farsighted vision in my right eye. So he healed both eyes. And so today I have crystal clear 20/10 vision in both eyes. And I'll never forget waking up the next morning in my tent and climbing out of my tent, Jason, and looking at the trees around me and the sky, and everything was crystal clear, razor sharp. And I thought, oh my God, he did it. They did it. And it's remained that ever since.
And the one thing that he mentions, that the person has to be ready to accept the healing.
Right, right. Has to be ready to accept the healing and be open-minded. Because isn't it true, Jason, that if you don't think it's going to work, then it's not going to work. Is that right?
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I just want to introduce you briefly, Jason, to Michiko Hayashi. She's going to be coming on the July trip to Mount Shasta, and she's been there before, and she'll be giving a presentation at the Mount Shasta Library on Sunday, July 7th at about 1 p.m. on her Messages from Water. The presentation is free. I'd like to introduce you two. You're both on the air.
Hello. I think we met at TED Galactic Wisdom.
Right. Yes. Oh, you did, didn't you? Yes, that's right.
Yeah, yeah.
Michi, are you there? Well, we may have. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, we may have lost Michi, but she'll be giving a presentation there at Mount Shasta on Sunday, July 7th at about 1 p.m. And there were other healings as well. I know that there was one lady named Tammy from Minnesota, who in September of 2017, she'd been crippled for decades, and the Sasquatch and the people from Telos and Adama actually healed their legs. They gave them new legs. Another lady with fibromyalgia was completely healed in September 2016. They took her into Telos and bathed her in a golden light, and her fibromyalgia was gone that day. Were you, Jason?
Hello?
Were you there? Oh, you're there finally. Oh, good.
Oh, I'm here.
Yeah, we wondered where you happened.
Sorry,
to.
It was mute. I'm sorry.
Well, that's okay. Well, hold on. Let me finish this train
okay,
of thought here.
Ahead.
And finally, there was a gentleman from Austria who'd had Lou Gehrig's disease for many, many years, and he was given a healing at Mount Shasta in September of last year. And if you know what happens to people with Lou Gehrig's disease, they can't walk very well and they lose control of their muscles. Well, he got his legs back, and after the healing, I think he ran about a mile or more back to where his car was, where he got the healing. So he was just going crazy that day. I remember that. So I was so happy for him. This summer, they said that they would work on my hearing, because I have a 10% hearing loss in my right ear, and also tinnitus from a car accident many years ago that I've had for many decades. But they said they're going to be healing that this summer.
Oh, that would be wonderful.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah. Michi, you'll be giving a presentation on Sunday, July 7th at 1 p.m. at the Mount Shasta Library. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct. And I'm looking forward to it. And all the people who come to your trip to Mount Shasta will be able to be together at the Mount Shasta library and watch me talk, watch all the beautiful crystals and Dr. Moto's message from water. And also after that, we can go and do the water ceremony at the water source.
Right,
just like
exactly.
Last year. Okay, that would be wonderful. So we can all get together and send about love and gratitude to water together.
Okay. Wonderful. Wonderful. Mm-hmm. Well, Mitchie, you're welcome to hang on and listen if you like. I know you're in a place where you may not, you may lose contact, but you're welcome to stay on. I'm going to go back. Yeah, I'm going to go back to Jason now. Jason, are you there?
I am.
Okay, great, my friend. Is Adama there, and would he like to say any messages today?
Yeah, he's waiting by, so let me just connect and be a brief moment.
Okay, thank you.
Good day, beautiful being.
Hello, Adama. Thank you so much for coming on my show. We really appreciate it.
Pleasure as always.
Adama, I always love talking to you, my friend. What advice can you give to my listeners today about the things you see coming up, and how can we make this planet a better place?
The road to liberation for humanity and Earth. Not always a smooth ride. There's a lot of distortions coming up that are needed to be cleared. One must always look at the bigger picture if one wants to see what's really going on. There's always more going on behind the scenes. Do not always fall for the cover story that they hear on Earth, on the surface of Earth. Look beyond the veil. Someone wants to know what's really going on. And just because one doesn't see magical changes on the physical level does not mean that changes are not coming. But they must manifest through the energetic levels first before they get to the physical. Also, if one wants to speed up your vibration, evolution, continue doing the inner work, clearing out those distortions, lies, false beliefs, and do it on a regular basis, and it will help you greatly. There are great changes coming, but we must remember there is no fixed timetable. Everything changes every moment. So be mindful of your thoughts, your actions. Also, whenever there's a negative event, that does affect the timeline. But we can also help by giving out positive thoughts to counteract that, which the other side tries to do. But as we see, their power is faltering. They're no longer able to do what they were able to do in past eons. And as we must remember, this is a battle for humanity's consciousness. We must be mindful of that. Be watchful. Make sure there's no hidden doorways into one's energy field. And one will have a smoother ride. Not smooth-free, but smoother.
Wonderful advice, Adama. Wonderful advice. Do you see it? I know this timeline can change depending upon people's free will, but if we make the right choices to cumulatively together, Adama, how soon will we be going into the fifth dimension, or are many of us already there?
There are some that are there, but remember, we must wait for the collective, for everything to change. Maybe 5 years, maybe 5 years out, depending if humanity makes the right choices or sooner.
Okay. That's wonderful news. That's wonderful news.
Oh, and remember. You have another question?
If people are facing difficulties in their life, how is best to proceed? Do they ask for help from the higher, from the angels and higher spiritual dimensions? Does that help, or what's the best way?
That is one way. As with anything, one must become the master over themselves, to know thyself. One is having difficulties, one must look deeper within themselves. For whatever manifests on the outside always starts within one. So if one is having difficulties, one most likely has distortions within their energy field that is projecting outward. Or they could have attachment entities. Remember, as more light comes on this earth and bathes it, the less room the negatives have. So they will search out those that are easiest to attach to.
Mm-hmm.
You must always remember, every action, every thought affects our being, beingness, the energy field. We must also look at how we're reacting. Are we being rude? Are we being mean?
Mm-hmm.
All those helps the negative entities to attach to oneself. So before one ever looks outside themselves, they must look within. Angels will help, but for the long term, it's best if one can look within themselves, find that distortion. There are tools out there. Each one's higher self will lead them where they need to be. The other perspective, remember, there's always more than one side to everything. Nothing's black and white.
Mm-hmm.
It could be there's a past life. And karma needs to be cleared. Or maybe something they did along the way they didn't pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
So there's many variables. So if one is in hardship, yes, you can ask the angels, and they will help. But it's best if one begins to look within,
mm-hmm.
to feel where those distortions are.
When we finally shift into the fifth dimension, Adama, will the people of Telos come up and visit with us in a physical form in the fifth dimension more easily than they do now, because we'll be on the same dimensional level?
Oh, yes. That's what we're waiting for.
Wonderful. Wonderful. And at that point, will it be easier for people from the surface of the planet Adama to go into Telos and the Hollow Earth?
It will be, but remember, the divine experiment that's living on the surface is over.
Mm-hmm.
Humans are not supposed to live on the surface.
Really?
There's plenty of room in the inner and hollow earth of every planet. Every planet is hollow.
Mm-hmm.
Stars are hollow. Sun's hollow.
Mm-hmm.
There is.
So.
Well, do you want?
Go ahead. Sure, go ahead.
There is a plan that some humans will go into the inner earth as part of this process. And some may go back with their star families on ship.
Mm-hmm.
In the end, no humans will be living on the surface like we do now.
Right.
Or should I say, like you do now.
Mm-hmm.
The surface will only be like, like a recreation coming to the surface,
mm-hmm.
or ritual.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Humans will be living in the planet in the future.
Mm-hmm. Wow, interesting. How soon would that happen? I know it depends upon free will, but after we go into the fifth dimension?
It looks a few years, maybe a few years, the way humanity is going. There are ones that are awake, but there's quite a few that are not. That are still sleeping, still thinking the physicality is all there is. One's still thinking that there is no soul. All there is a physical body. So it'll take a lot of effort to move through this. But I know humanity has a bright, beautiful future, and everyone will go where they need to be.
Okay, that's great. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. When we start living in the hollow hollow earth, Adama, will our physical body change because of the higher dimensions?
As part of the process, yes, the human physical body will change to a lighter version. But it's more like a transition. Well, there's a section in the inner earth. Remember, there's two parts, inner and hollow.
Right.
Inner earth is the cavern.
Okay.
And the hollow earth is in the center.
Okay.
There is a section already made out for the humans on the surface. So it's going to be a different vibration. Higher than on the surface, but not the same as Telos. But as the humans transition, it will get to that level, and everyone will ascend one form or another.
Okay. Interesting. Well, my friend, it's an exciting time to be alive, isn't it, Adama?
Every day is exciting. That's how we live.
That's great. That's great.
There's
That's
no vacation
great.
In the inner earth. Every day is a vacation.
Really? Wow, what an amazing concept.
Hey, Matt, the two bumps are going to have to go over before the surface people will realize that. They need to get out of the ego mind into their heart mind. Not always easy. As this being was telling me, I found out it does take a lot of work. Which is why most do not do it.
Right. Well, once we move into the fifth dimension, Adama, will everyone become more or less telepathic?
Absolutely. That is the natural way to communicate. There is no mistake. There is no mistakes. No miscommunication. When one speaks in telepathic form, one's language is automatically translated into the other being. So there's understanding always.
Right.
What is said.
Right. I wanted to ask, Michiko, are you still there?
No, yes, I'm here.
Okay,
yes,
would you like to ask Adama a question?
Sure. Okay. Now, people, I want to be able to communicate with Telos also. And when I went to Mount Shasta last year and the year before, I did feel their energies, and I went. Spiritually, I went to the gate, but they told me that there were many people. It was too noisy, so I could not go in further than that. Okay, now, to be able to go into Telos underground, is there anything that we have to be careful with?
You're talking about going in with their body, physically.
Well, I guess. At that time, I was going spiritually, I think, energetically. But still, I was not allowed to go in any further because all the people from our group was there and they were kind of talking. I was meditating. And they said that it was too noisy.
Yes, the 3D world to us is noisy. You must be quiet.
Oh,
to want to go in either spiritually, in your etheric body, or physically. And if you're going in physically, everyone in the group must be on a similar vibration.
Oh, I see, yeah. That's
one,
what I thought.
One is negative, then no one gets in.
Right. Okay. So do you recommend that we meditate just about individually rather than with a group?
That would depend on the being's presence.
Yeah, okay. I was really happy. Oh, well, that was from, what was her name? Tammy. Tammy, who was in our group, was healed by, I think it was Sasquatch. I thought it was by Telos, but I guess it was by Sasquatch. All right. I did see that a lot of Telos were welcoming me with the children, mothers, young people. And everybody was in white robe, and they were waving at me and being welcome to Telos. Is that what they wear?
Yes. White is a sign of purity. It has nothing to do with race. It's all about energy.
It's all energy. Beautiful. Okay. I'm very excited that I can go back there next month. So I'm going to meditate again and try to communicate with them and visit them.
And remember also, one goes once going physically, one must be off meat prior to
meat.
The trip.
Okay. Yes. I'm going to stop everything. Starting today.
Okay.
How about that?
Good, good. So, Mitchie, when you get hungry, and you see a field like a forest or anything, since you're a vegetarian as of today, you just need to go out and graze and find, you know, vegetables and things like that. You don't need to go into a fast food. You don't need to go to McDonald's.
Oh, maybe
again.
Go and fasting also. That helps.
Well, that's true. Yeah, that's true. That's true.
All the diseases will be healed when we go on fasting for 3 days, including cancer.
Right.
So I think it's a good way. And some people, some people are living without eating anything from prana, getting energy from prana in Japan.
Right.
And I know them in person, so, you know, they're really happy and energetic too.
Oh, absolutely.
That we can learn from them. Yeah.
Absolutely. Adama and Mitchie, I'm so sorry to tell you this. I want to continue. We've got about 2 minutes left. Adama, I'd love to get your comments to wrap up your beautiful interview today. And Mitchie, too, if you like, but we got just 2 minutes left.
Oh, give that time to please, to Jane. Adama, please.
Okay, please go ahead, Adama.
Stay in one's heart mind. Do not react to outside influences. That's what they want. As soon as you react with anger, fear, even rage, anything like that, the contrast or the catalyst, this being found out, will continue because it's deemed to be useful. So one does not want the contrast to continue in a situation. Find the love. Forgive the other person. And it will dissolve.
Wonderful. Adama and Jason and Michiko, thank you so much, all of you, for coming on my show today. And I hope everyone has a wonderful and happy weekend. If you'd like to come to Mount Shasta, just send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. 1 week from today, I'll be broadcasting live from London, England with Simon Parks, and James Redfield will be coming on again to my show. I hope everyone has a wonderful and happy day. Again, thank you so much for listening, everyone. Bye-bye. Have a beautiful weekend.
Tani.